You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This is Ken and Curtis with Ken Laird and Chris Curtis on WEEI.
Well, normally, you would think Patriots-Ravens, prime time, Sunday night football, huge game, week 16, Curtis, but I'm not even convinced of that. Are you tiptoeing into this one like feeling like you should be built up a little bit more than you are, or am I just missing the Christmas spirit of this puppy here tomorrow night?
Well, first of all, Baltimore at night does not seem appealing. And the other is, they're going to be a playoff team, and they're going to win the division. So odds are, you know, obviously you want to win this one, but I don't think they're. I think they lose tomorrow
because the Ravens have more to play for, just motivation sort of thing.
It's just, I don't know. It feels like the spleen injury is big. He's been a really big force. I think the first meeting with the Bills. His absence was felt sorely last Sunday, and I don't know. It feels like this is a game the Ravens absolutely have to have. The Patriots, yeah, if they lose tomorrow, and they win the final two, they win the division, and they have the 3 seed in the AFC, and then they're off and running. So,
what you would hate to happen is you kick yourself the Denver stumbles. I mean, I guess you'll know whether or not they lose to the Jags before kickoff tomorrow. So, if Jacksonville comes in and shocks Denver, maybe that gives you a little bit of a spark. Hey, the 1 seed is in play, but you need Denver to lose 2 out of 3.
And the Christmas game against the Chiefs is no longer a...
That's no longer meaningful, but they do have the Chargers at the end of the season, and they're, you know, certainly have a puncher's chance to beat Denver, despite that being in Denver. So I think that's maybe it. I think tomorrow you do your Christmas shopping, whatever, family time in the morning. You sit down and watch Jacksonville and Denver. My guy, Trevor Lawrence, 3 games without a pick and 3 wins for the first time in his career. Not really my guy. I've been a skeptic of him and Herbert, but he's finally looking like he's turned a corner. Maybe they come in there with a lot to play for Jacksonville because they could still miss the playoffs, I believe, and they upset Denver, and then everything kind of feels bigger. Now it's like, oh, boy, but now I go back to where we were at the Ernie Bach event where I fed you my great notes that of the last 5 years, only once has the Super Bowl winner come from a team that got a first-round bye. So does it mean anything? Does it not? You go back and forth.
But you have to go over the last 5 years. Is that when did they start the new?
They started it in 2020, I believe. So that's when they started the new format. So last year Philly was the 2 seed.
So the year the Bucs went on the road every game, that was they only had 1 bye that year.
Yeah. So Brady's Bucs were the 5 seed.
The Packers were the 1 seed.
Yeah. Okay. They beat Kansas City, who was the 1. So Kansas City got there.
Okay. So in the years since, you only have 2 in the NFL. So you've had 10, right?
Right. Right.
So of the 10, 9 of them haven't won the Super Bowl.
Correct.
Yeah. I mean, it's a pretty small sample size, but here's where I'm concerned in that first, I don't know why there is this like rebellion against a conversation this week about the coaching staff. Like, I think the Patriots are going to win the division. That's it. I think they're going to win the division. They'll have 13 wins. That'll be a great year. 13-4, home playoff game, and we'll see where we go. It's going to be frustrating because if they do lose tomorrow, they can't even build in their own bye, right? So, like, you're going to have to beat the Jets the final week to win the division. You can't lay off.
Unless the Bills lose surprisingly. They could lose to Philadelphia. Bills could lose next week to Philly, and that gives you kind of a bye week in week 18 against the Dolphins.
It's also just, I don't think it's a good practice to lose before the playoffs in general. Like, especially, like, even those Patriots teams that were dominant. I mean, go back to the 03. You finish the year, you already had the one seed, but you beat the Bills 31-0 to match week one of that season. I just think it is it's a bad practice with a young team to not really. And they had the late bye anyway, so I guess that mitigates it. But this week of the Patriots was really fascinating because the Patriots are finally back to the sort of, not the same, you know, top of the Pru, but they're back in that elevated status as the team that has taken over the region. There is an absolute renaissance of Patriots fans around. And the people I work with in the morning, and the people that listen to the radio get so enraged saying that people are creating this, like, this sort of fake drama between Mike Vrabel and Josh McDaniels. And this was one where you, in real time, right after the interview, said, hey, this was a good question. This was a good back and forth.
Are my instincts not keen?
I mean,
I sense the drama.
They're as good as the nachos in Keene.
I'm alert for drama. I sense it.
Oh, that was such a great one. You didn't even hear it.
Oh, sorry. Say again?
They were as good as the nachos in Keene. But the Keene quick sort of understanding of the interview's impact was by you. And it was not only, you know, local, but you had Breer and you had all these national guys weighing in on it. Mike Vrabel saying a play is cute is a term that is a pejorative. It's not like he hates the guy, but, like, Mike Vrabel is a defensive coach. Mm-hmm. He's a defensive player.
Yeah.
And if you're going to do a flea flicker, you better get a touchdown, not a 7-yard out. And so it's not that they despise one another, but I believe that the second Josh McDaniels Raiders payments expire, there will be a new conversation with the organization because they're no longer having to pay him nothing. It is interesting because that is the most fascinating part going forward. Can the offense regroup? That was a horrible second half. Can Drake May be Drake May when the weather turns? It's going to be freezing tomorrow night in Baltimore. It's going to get colder as the playoffs go on. And can this offense get Steph Diggs back involved? Can the line sort of get back to being somewhat healthy? And where will they go? And if they don't get where they're supposed to go, is it McDaniel's fault? Is it Drake May's fault? Where does the audience land when the offense may sputter?
Well, a couple things come to mind there. So, first of all, Ted Johnson had two, I thought, very good observations about this, our afternoon tri-host there. And he said, number one, Buffalo played a lot of too high safety in the game, daring the Patriots to run, and they didn't do it. They got too cute or they're too enamored with their passing offense. And in the second half, other than the Travion Henderson run, which was obviously the high water mark of the game, I mean, people were going crazy at McGonagall's. Like, the Greg Hill watch party last Sunday.
The Travion Henderson?
Oh, the Henderson run in the fourth, it seemed like they had, you know, because it was a slow burn. It was a sinking feeling. He rips that off, and you think, this is it. They've righted the ship.
The Bills take the lead in the first play. You get it back.
You get it back. But overall, in the second half, they ran 35 plays for 17 yards or something like that. No, flip that. 70 plays, 35 total yards. And Teddy is saying, they got too cute. They tried to throw it too much. They should have just ran the football. That's what the defense was giving them. So that's possibly what Vrabel's pissed at. And he just thinks Vrabel, and this is, you booked a guest for 10 a.m., which I think will be interesting.
Yeah.
Because Ted thinks this is just who Vrabel has been going back to his early days. When Tom Brady took the reins, Vrabel was busting his chops. He generally just rides offensive guys and offensive people. He has a general he's a defensive guy. Well, he would caught some passes, but he generally just.
But that adds, sorry to interrupt, but that adds to his feeling like, hey, the middle linebacker, the outside linebacker can just hop on offense and get 10 touchdown catches. It's not that hard.
Right. So this is kind of who he is. This is on brand for him, is what Ted said, because He is just, he doesn't trust that side of the ball. He doesn't like, he used the word cute with you. I think David pulled up the clip. So obviously this has been played a lot this week, but I think just the, from people who may have missed it driving around, maybe you missed Sports Talk this week. So Curtis asked, I thought, a very interesting question, interesting answer from Vrabel about McDaniels and the play calling.
Is there a back and forth in game in terms of play calls? Like, are you on a splitter where if Josh calls something in, you could sort of jump in, or is that sort of Josh?
Well,
is on-
I think what I've always tried to do, yeah, I am responsible for everything that gets called.
Pause it.
But I've also learned that
I'm responsible for every play that gets called with a laugh underneath it. Mm-hmm. Reminded me of Eric Mangini going to the Jets saying that he made every defensive play call under Bill Belichick with the Patriots. Carry on.
If I don't make a suggestion before they spot the ball, that's really hard to do on a play caller that we have multiple personnel groups offensively or defensively. And so for me to say, when he says, you know, I'm not going to get into the personnel groups, or let's say it's a, you know, it's two tight end grouping with two wide receivers in the back, and all of a sudden he calls for that, and I say that I want another play that's out of another personnel group, now we've got guys running onto the field. So again, I'm all for making suggestions, but I've learned that my suggestions need to be done before they spot the ball. And that may be, hey, let's run it here out of big people, or hey, let's spread them out, or whatever it may be. But I always try to make that, and I think I've learned, I used to do that probably too much in Tennessee where it was too late, and then it's causing this, you know, panic in the play clock. So I'm all for making suggestions. I just have to try to do it before they spot the football in order to give the play caller a chance to get a grouping in there and a play in there for the players.
You know, and that's, I think that's part two, right? Because you would ask them about, was it earlier or later?
I think it might have been earlier. Maybe I asked about how the first half, the offense.
First half versus second half, and that's when he got into the line about being cute or whatnot. We can play it later. There's no problem. But so it's just general, he's telling you, okay, to a certain point, it's on McDaniels. Yeah, it's on me, but this guy's got to call the plays. Once we get out there, I can only do so much, and we got too cute. Or even in the first half, we were cute, and it worked for a little bit, but we need to be better.
But, like, the thing that I don't understand is, like, I understand the desire by the fan to say that, shut up, don't make a big deal out of something, I don't want this season to be derailed, as if we are the ones perpetuating a lie or seeking to damage the team.
Mm-hmm.
In my experience, first, listening to this radio station growing up, working here in this business, 95% of the time, we undersell the drama. It actually is worse than we thought. I mean, McAvoy gave you a brief little, you know, peek behind the bee in showing you that basically there's people last year that made the chemistry awful that are no longer here. And it could be Brad Marsh and something that, you know, people thought was insane. Whether it was Patricia and Judge, the extent to which Bill Belichick didn't speak to Mac Jones for an entire season as the head coach when he was the quarterback. And then you have this. Vrabel didn't hire McDaniels. Does anybody dispute that?
No, I don't even think either of those guys would dispute that.
Correct.
Right?
Looking back, if you are Josh McDaniels Monday afternoon and you're picking up the kids and your wife says, hey, Josh, like, how you doing? And he's like, well, I just heard Vrabel say that the offense was cute. You know, the defense allowed 5 straight touchdowns in the second half and let Josh Allen run up and down. And Mike Vrabel just said, well, that's Josh Allen. Well, he's like, maybe next time I'll say, that's Matt Milano. You know,
somebody should ask McDaniels that. But how cute did you think the defense was when they allowed 5 straight touchdowns?
The most driven person, the people listening to this radio show, know. Multiply it by a factor of 1,000. And that's who these people are. They are the very best in the world at what they do.
Mm-hmm.
Josh McDaniels has been part of 6 Super Bowl champions. Mike Vrabel has been coach of the year. He'll likely win it again this year. He won 3 Super Bowls as a player, one of the great leaders. And one of the greatest strengths Vrabel had was being smart enough to know how to get under the skin of people around him to improve their play. And so whether they hate each other or not, there is a purpose behind everything Vrabel says. And you will get an understanding of it. And so if this team wins tomorrow and they get to the playoffs and they get to the AFC Championship and lose, like, there's no drama. But if you don't think that the one coach and the staff that add to it, whenever I ask about McDaniels, within 2 seconds, he mentions the quarterback coach that was with him in Tennessee.
He does seem to pivot. Yeah, it's interesting. So you booked Jared Stillman, who's a longtime Nashville talk show host. He was critical of Vrabel this week, and I'm sure he'll have some insight into what kind of pattern this is watching him work in Tennessee. So we're going to talk to him for a few minutes at 10.
Right.
Again, not trying to kick up drama, just trying to point it out. I guess the devil's advocate question is, can the media inflame the drama by exposing it and make it worse? Like, because Keith had the scoop and Marchand reacted so poorly, did that, like if Keith had never had that scoop, would things have righted themselves with that? Yeah, because obviously it caused a reaction in that case for Brad. Like, he went crazy.
But that reaction, like, the people,
it's not that, Keith's fault, but I'm just saying, like, sometimes the media can make it worse.
Of course. I mean, do you think Bill wanted to talk about Tom Brady and Alex Guerrero? I mean, the Tom versus time forced his hand to be asked those questions. In this case, it's not that, like, there are people desiring for there to be an issue. It's that people see something and they say, that's interesting, that's strange.
Yeah.
And
that's what I said to you. I don't think he threw McDaniels under the bus, but that's interesting. In the moment, it was like, wow, that's interesting.
It is so easy. If I said, hey, Ken, what do you think about Shime? And you go, well, Jackson's doing a great job of the midday. I mean, I'm sorry. That would, or if you say Shime's fine, but look at Jackson. He put this thing together, a great montage.
I thought Shime had a great Santa outfit this week. St. Thick was in action. And I think we're going to get to the TikTok's going to post at some point on the socials.
There is a baby boom when that thing gets on Instagram.
It's getting hot like the Ravens here. Playoff time.
They just throw their clothes at them.
It is the Ken and Curtis Show. You can reach the program, 617-779-7937. What do you think of the week in Vrabel McDaniels drama? Do you hate the media? Did we manufacture something? Do you think there's something there? And just in general about the Pats, what position are they in? A good spot? Are you looking forward to the Ravens game tomorrow night? A lot to get to. David Azar is in today. He's a DA, not the DA you started in radio.
Oh, by the way, rest in peace, Infinity Sports Radio.
Infinity closing shop as of December 29th, and DA is a free agent. Right?
No, he's on Sirius.
Oh, he's going to be on Sirius. All right. Amendolara. Damon Amendolara. But this DA has got what's trending. That's David Azar right now.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Get Boston Sports Original on the go.
Wherever you go.
Just download the Odyssey app.
Ken and Curtis on WEEI.
You can only run so many double passes that gain 13 yards. You know what I mean? Like, that's cool and it's cute. But you can only run so many of those before, you know. Again, you can only dial up so many of those. I always, I'm not going to sit here. I've never really tried to second guess the play calling. I always think that the best plays are ones that are, you know, decisive and that the players know and that they trust.
More of Vrabel and Curtis. That should be the podcast over Christmas holiday. Vrabel and Curtis, Daily Pod.
Love it.
Download wherever you get your podcasts, including the Odyssey app. Ken and Curtis here, though, on your Saturday morning. So still reacting to a little bit of that drama. Was it manufactured? Was it not? Was there anything meant in that? Was there not? Tom Curran pulled Vrabel aside after a press conference this week and tried to get him to follow up on what he meant. And he tried to, I guess, downplay it, to paraphrase. You know, that's just me.
In that case, like, and I understand the, I'm not positive that was Tom Curran that requested that, because Tom Curran was the one saying this was a big deal. My guess is it's somebody with the Patriots. I have no idea. But what do you expect to happen? Give me the other side. So let's say Vrabel really, really, really doesn't hate Josh. Vrabel hates McDaniels. Like, he just thinks he's a dink, whatever. Why, he would never say that when asked directly by Tom Curran. If I asked Vrabel directly, do you think Josh McDaniels is doing a good job? He'd say, yeah, we always have room for improvement, all of us. Right? I mean, that would be what you'd say about anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not going to stand there and say, you know what? I did mean that as a slight to Josh McDaniels. Thank you for clarifying. Like, he would never say that.
Well, that's why Curran said first, I'm not going to ask him this in the press conference. He's not going to answer it. He won't say anything.
But he's not going to say anything directly to you away from the press conference.
Right. I don't know. I mean,
no, like, who would ever say they don't like somebody on their coaching staff to a reporter?
So the guy we're having on at 10, Jared Stillman, who's a Nashville talk show host, called. He said, Vrabel basically wants one of his old loser buddies. He couldn't hire Shane Bowen to be the defensive coordinator because he was the Giants' DC. He couldn't hire Todd Downing or Tim Kelly to be the OC because Kraft insisted on McDaniels coaching the quarterback. And he went on to call them his loser buddies. So Todd Downing's the current Patriots receivers coach, former two-year play caller with the Titans, with Vrabel. But then he got fired.
And he has been someone that Mike Vrabel has gone out of his way to talk
praise.
About.
Yeah. Well, he didn't do a very good job last week because Steph Diggs has three straight weeks of 30 yards
or
less.
The other thing is, it's like, ooh, Steph Diggs has totally changed. Let's give him an extension. Like, who knows? Like, the Patriots have been an unbelievable story this year. And it's not over. I think they do win a playoff game. I don't know where the season ends. None of us do.
Mm-hmm.
But it is, of all the reasons Josh McDaniels is here, where would you rank that he's free on it?
Where would I rank that he's free?
Right.
What do you mean?
He's being paid by the Raiders.
Oh. The only reason he's here is because he's free? I think that's...
On the list of reasons he's here, where would you rate the one that he's free?
It's an asset. I wouldn't say it's high on the list, because I think Kraft really likes him. I mean, that's well established. And he's a good coordinator. I mean, I've been ripping Scheim all year for not praising McDaniels enough. So
if all things were equal, and it's September 5th, whenever the first game was, is Mike Vrabel work? If it's up to Mike, is it Todd Downing or Josh McDaniels calling offensive plays?
Next year?
No, this year when he got the job.
Oh, this year. Probably Downing.
Right.
I mean,
it's not saying that, you know, one's right or one's wrong. It's just, it's a...
something to watch. But at this point, if I'm Vrabel, I want to keep McDaniels for a second year. I mean, why do you want another guy in Drake Bay's head?
I don't. But it's not... I guess the point is, it's like, well, I don't think that they hate each other. This has been a mutually beneficial relationship. Josh McDaniels has gotten national acclaim. People have even brought him back up as a potential third opportunity as the head coach.
Right. Good debate yesterday. Who gets a coaching job first, Belichick or McDaniels?
Oh, God. I mean, the Josephus Anderson, like, she's like a caricature. Have you seen her, like, reporting?
She created her own network.
She's like, Shedeur Sanders, MVP talk. Like, I don't, it's very odd. No, he's not going to get it. There's a better chance that Scheim gets an interview as an OC than Belichick does.
Scheim's been highly coveted.
It really is.
Let's take a couple calls on this. I cut you off there. You were making a point, but it's fine.
Okay.
JP's got a better one. He's in North Providence. Hello, JP.
Ken, good morning. Curtis, nothing like some fried calamari on Chuckie Perks' grill back in the day, huh?
Oh, man. Old days. Chuck Perks was in this studio. And one of the great moments of this building, we're going to be saying goodbye to it at some point. And I'm with 98.5, and DA is the host, Chuck Perks, doing updates. and Andy Masuwa at EEI is just sending these belligerent texts attacking Chuck Perks like 100 an hour. Huh. We had no idea, so we finally checked the number.
Oh, jeez.
And it was the Big Show Andy like attacking
Speaking
Chuck
of drama,
Perks.
It was like Vrabel McDaniels back in the day.
Oh, man, always a really douchey guy to me. But go ahead, JP, what's on your mind?
It's like a conspiracy almost. Of course, McDaniels is like the guy, when you ask him, a girl asks, what do you think of my haircut? He said, oh, it looks different. Of course he's not happy. He likes to pound the ball. If he had a Derrick Henry-type running back, he'd be running the ball 40 times a game. He's saying it's pretty boy offense. He likes to ground and pound in a tough team. McDaniels would not be there if it wasn't for the contract. Now, what I'm surprised at, he's not praising him so that other teams look at him and everybody looks good next year. He says, yeah, take McDaniels. He's a great head coach. He gets him out of there and still looks good and doesn't look like a bad guy. But it's going to come down. He's going to say to Kraft, it's me or McDaniels, and McDaniels is gone as soon as he can.
All right, JP, thank you. Well, it could be true. I would just be surprised to see him one and done. Like, so they would just let him go? Like, Kraft now would just say, fine, take him?
No, Shime said earlier this week that the deal with the Raiders is through next year.
Oh.
So as long as he's at that level, I think he'll be here next year as well.
Chuck Perks working out in Worcester, by the way. Just did a quick Google search. So
right.
There you go. A couple texts on this before we go back to the calls. 603, Vrabel was just busting balls, especially he's been doing that to offensive people for the last 25 years. The media is reading too much into this. 508 texter. As a former player, this is just bantering with McDaniels, the offensive guy. It was cute as well. And Vrabel is brilliantly sarcastic. People aren't smart enough to pick up on it.
Yeah, it's we can all be sarcastic. It's what you elect to be sarcastic about. If they lose tomorrow night, why do you think it is?
They're injured. Spillane, Milt. Will Campbell, who chugged a beer last night, looking healthier by the minute at the Celtics game. I think you're right. I think Baltimore's got a lot more to play for. They are sort of desperate here. They're playing better. And probably Lamar gets loose on them, although he does not look. That's one thing you got to feel good about going into this matchup. This is not the same Lamar Jackson, right?
No.
Even last week, they beat the Bengals in like sub-zero temperatures. He had two carries, two. His longest run this year is 19 yards. So this is not Josh Allen.
It's also so interesting. Like, the Ravens are always good, but the offense every year, it feels like it could really use a guy or two to
right.
really.
Not DeAndre Hopkins, somebody legit.
A legit. Like, they did well with Zay Flowers. Their drafting is spectacular. Like, who's the guy? Hamilton from Notre Dame, the safety.
Oh, Kyle Hamilton, yeah.
He was the guy in Notre Dame that you knew immediately was a no-doubter. And you knew Zay Flowers was going to be. I mean, those guys are, you know, but Zay Flowers is not a one. And
Mark Andrews is good.
Pretty good. What a drop last year. But, they're not going to make many mistakes.
You're leaning Ravens.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think low scoring.
Did you think Bills last week? I forget what you were feeling.
I thought the Patriots.
I thought especially with Benford out, they would have done more. Maybe that's part of the problem. McDaniels, they're down a corner. We got to throw the ball instead.
And the drive that really bothered me was the 24-14 drive where, so you end the half with a field goal. The Bills get the ball in the second half. They go down the field for a touchdown. It's 24-14. You have the ball halfway through the third quarter. I believe it was a three and out. And that's one of those where you could feel that the Bills were going to go down and score. Like, it's just the momentum of the game had shifted, even though the Patriots got the field goal right before half. And it just reminded me, I don't know if you remember the Niners-Chiefs Super Bowl, where Shanahan had the ball. They picked off Mahomes. They were up 7 or 10, and they had the ball at the plus 45, and they just did nothing. They just sputtered, punted the ball back, and the rest is history. Like, I just watched that offense in the second half, and it really felt like they were just content to sit on it, but not content to run it. And if Ted Johnson is right that they had they were all basically daring you to run the ball.
Mm-hmm. But it's a painful way to lose. It makes you think back to the Falcons in 28-3 in the Super Bowl.
Right.
Like, can you imagine the stakes being all the more greater, a Super Bowl, and to lose in that fashion? You got a little taste of it there. What's a worse way to lose? Like that, or like the Marshawn Lynch sudden death defeat?
Like, those two, like the two of the greatest endings in American sports history occurred in 2 years for teams, for the same team here.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, it's the Falcons because
I agree.
When you got the ball up 8. The crazy thing is that the Patriots made it 28-12, and as they're getting, everybody just knows they're going to tie the game. Like, people are just, it's, that is the definition of greatness.
Mm-hmm.
But you have the Falcons get that, who was the receiver that caught the ball out of the backfield? He ran like 40 yards. The Falcons get, and then it's second down at their own, at the Falcons 40. The pass to Julio Jones on the right side of the field is one of the most unbelievable catches that nobody will ever talk about again. But if you're a Falcons fan, that's like the Travion Hunt Henderson run. You're like, right, okay, right, we're right. back. It's yep. ours. Like, they were at the 20, 25-yard line. You literally just should knee the ball. You're up 11 with 2 minutes to go in the game. And to do that, and then just to watch the overtime. Like, do you think Falcons fans, when Slater said heads and they got the ball, do you think Falcons fans turned it off?
I don't think they're probably hammered in celebration already. I mean,
could you just, because nobody thought the Patriots were going to be giving the ball back.
Yeah. I mean, they haven't been back to the Super Bowl since, obviously. The Seahawks haven't been back since, although they're the one seed right now. So,
but also the Seahawks, though, it was this, like, sudden death, and it's like you've been bleeding out ever since. Like,
mm-hmm.
where you are one decision away, where Dante Hightower with one arm tackles Marshawn at the one-yard line. Belichick's one of the, that would have been the big storyline. Belichick not calling a timeout, letting it bleed.
Right.
And and when you're watching and you see a catch, you assume your guy caught it. So you're jumping up and down saying, we're back-to-back champions. That is just, yeah, I can't even
that's
fathom.
True. Belichick's legacy had 5 more good years added to it.
Right. You know, Brady would have lost 3 straight Super Bowls.
Brady would have lost 3 straight. But now, current year, so at halftime, I wasn't counting the Bills out because I know they've been a good comeback team, and the comeback had already started right. a little bit. But think about the swing in your feelings on the Buffalo Bills. If they lose, they're not, you know, it was 21-0. If you stomp them, you blow them out, they look like a team that's in disarray. They're done.
Yep.
Now the Chiefs are eliminated. They have this comeback, and they are the favorite, right? Other than Houston, they are the clear favorite to get back from the AFC, and it looks like their year. This looks like the one year, the one glimpse of daylight in between the Chiefs dynasty and some other team taking the reins.
Yeah. The game, I feel like, What last week did was bring back to the surface the questions about the Patriots, and it answered some about the Bills. Because I even go totally. Back a week prior, because it's the Patriots bye week, and you had the Bengals at Buffalo, and the Bengals twice get 10-point leads, and I'm saying to myself, God, I hope the Bills can come back here and make next week somewhat interesting. Like, because if the Bills lost that game, it's not nearly as compelling.
Right.
So you go from down 10 in that game twice to down 3 touchdowns to the Patriots in Foxborough, and now you're sitting here and it's like, oh, Bills are back.
They're rolling. They got Cleveland tomorrow?
I don't know.
Heavy favorite in that game. Let's go to Steve in the car. What's going on, Steve?
Good morning, guys. I can't think of a good reason why Rabel's ambivalent about having McDaniels. You know, I mean, if the reason is he wants to get one of his guys in, just look at the results. I think the season speaks for itself. If you compare Drake May to last year when he couldn't hold the ball, throwing interceptions, fumbling, to this year where he's getting MVP chance, don't you think Mike Rabel would pivot on his thoughts and his decision and say, Josh gives us the best chance to win, and then go forward with that?
It's a good question. It's a good question. I want to ask our guest at 10, Jarrett Stillman, this, because he fired the two guys he referenced, Todd Downing and Tim Kelly. I believe Vrabel fired them both, or at least maybe Vrabel went out with Kelly and he went to the Giants. I'm not sure. But these guys were not great shakes in Tennessee. They never got the job done, although the one big signature win in 2019, Vrabel had Derrick Henry, right, and they beat the 14-2 Ravens. They upset him in that first round. Who was Vrabel's play caller there? I have to go back and look. I don't think it was Downing.
2019? Was that they beat the Patriots in 2019.
Or what year was that?
In the first round of the playoffs, they beat the Patriots.
Who did?
The Titans.
Oh, the Titans. Yeah, so that was the week before.
No, that was the wild card weekend.
It was? All right. Maybe I'm misremembering the years then. What was the year that Vrabel had the big upset over the Ravens?
I don't remember. I just remember that year, maybe it was the next week. Maybe they beat the Ravens after beating the Patriots.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I think that's true.
So there was a divisional round game.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, they beat the Patriots, then they beat the Ravens.
Right,
in the second.
And then they lost to the Chiefs in the AFC Championship.
Right, correct.
And they had a lead in that game.
So who was Vrabel's OC then?
I can't tell you, I know. But isn't it interesting, though, how we view, like, cockiness and confidence are basically the same. It's just how you perceive the person when they're behaving in the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Like when Belichick was here and they're winning Super Bowls, it's like, defend the wall. I love that he says nothing to Bolin. And then he doesn't answer when they're, you know, 4-13. It's like, fire his ass. He's so cocky. You know, it's just, you never know. Basically, Mike Vrabel is Mike Vrabel. What makes him great is that he doesn't enter any room fearing that he doesn't have knowledge over everybody else there.
617-779-7937. What do you make of the current state of the Pats? And the Ravens, too, to go back to them. Lamar signed that big contract. And I know you don't believe in the cap. But this is a swing moment for them because he's got 2 years left on his contract. He signed, I believe, 2 years left. In 2023, a huge deal. Five-year, $260 million deal. If the Ravens, like, lose out, it's been a weird... Is Lamar legit hurt? He's got, like... I guess some injuries that they're not disclosing.
The bizarre street meet photo was off this year.
It's very strange. And so if they stumble and the Steelers win the division, they don't make the playoffs, are they going to renegotiate his contract, give him a new deal? He's not that old, but this is a...
Do you think next year, John Harbaugh, Mike Tomlin are where they are right now?
I guess so, because they're not bad enough to fire them.
I just feel like if I'm the Giants, I call Harbaugh. I call Tomlin. I feel like there's so many – I feel like these organizations that have had – I mean, how many coaches have the Giants had since Coughlin? McAdoo, who's on this staff.
Yeah.
Joe Judge.
Yeah.
Brian Daboll. Is it three since Coughlin? I mean, I don't know. But
well, that's what I mean. All this talk about Vrabel, let's not forget, the guy's pretty good.
And he was there for a year.
He was there for a year.
How lucky you were.
Dangling out there.
The Cleveland Browns let Kevin Stefanski
keep. Right, and they're going to fire Stefanski after this year, right?
I mean, I would imagine.
So what a second guess that is. You kept him for 1 year to watch Vrabel go to the Pats and put together a 10-game winning streak and now one loss, and we're picking him apart. That's what we do. 617-779-7937. It is the Kenny Curtis Show here on EEI.
Defend the wall.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ken and Curtis on WEEI.
Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
Well, thanks to many texters and DA, our producer, Arthur Smith. He played caller of the Titans back in 2019. Took part of that upset over the Ravens, Curtis. And then he would have gone on to take the head coaching job of the Falcons, right? So going to ask Jared Stillman, your guest, at 10 a.m. about that.
Yeah. His dad, Arthur Smith's dad, FedEx founder, CEO.
Man.
Worth about $30 billion.
Now, do you give him credit like you do yourself for working hard despite having a father with immense wealth?
Yeah, I do. I mean, to be honest, his job's a lot harder than mine. But
kudos to you coming back Monday with the crew. Don't miss the Greg Hill show. Everybody but Greg Monday. And Mike Vrabel will be part of that program as well.
9 a.m., I believe, Stacey. Stacey James of the New England Patriots never takes a day off. He is always up.
We're looking forward to that. Now, State of Boston sports year going into this, it would have been a terrific holiday if the Red Sox had just signed anybody. If they had just even brought Bregman back, I would be in a good place.
What's the Pittsburgh reaction to the Penguins sale?
I was watching that
yesterday. I was asking Courtney.
Oh, yeah, she's the expert. Most people there have shunned me, but on social media, I still follow some of the Pittsburgh media group.
What does Tim Benzo say?
They believe that it was a cash grab. They never really were invested in the market. Basically, they came in, they alienated Mario Lemieux. They had a four-year run. They made no playoff appearances except the first year, which they made it. And they re-signed a couple of old guys, Malkin and Letang, to like make the fan base happy. And they made their money. They flipped it, and they got out. It was like never – they never were attached or really ingrained themselves in the community. It was just
doesn't that explain their behavior in a way that no words can say? Like, that's what the Red Sox – like, I don't understand why fans – excuse me, are loyal to this guy. Like, he is
but
just like everybody else.
But you would say the difference here is Sam Kennedy and Theo, these are local guys who make sure the team is invested right. in the
so
local
So why do they
community.
Always have a local celeb take a celebrity on the red carpet that may get a bad reaction? It's a way to numb or distill the animus. And, like, when they had, what's his face? Bud Selig was at Fenway. They'd always have him next to, like, Ted Williams or Mo Vaughn or somebody locally. You know what I'm talking about?
No, yeah. not really.
So you ever see like people that all enter together and with it's like here is Tom Brady, Roger Goodell, and Robert Kraft, like so that you mitigate the booze. Something I tried many times and failed. But what the Red Sox ownership is a group of men, not very diverse, and what they are people that are just like any other person on Wall Street. They're into it for money. Whatever Sam Kennedy likes to lecture me about what I don't understand, it is a it was great when winning and making money were in the same category, where you spent money and you were rewarded with a lot of it back. The Dodgers show that you can do that. But John Henry doesn't want to. He can, but he wants a system where he can have the Red Sox with a line item, know what the max, what the cap is, and that everything else falls into place. And he can be perceived as a great owner because he'll spend to whatever the cap is. Mm-hmm. He's tired of losing money. Nesson hasn't been as profitable, and so they're taking money out of the team. Like, it's just – and they've used the money. So what I would love to have happen is that now all of a sudden the Red Sox make a big signing because of all the times that Sam Kennedy told me that these are all different. But, you know, just they sell the Penguins and all of a sudden they pay for this, you know, they trade for X.
I would take that.
But it's so clear. Like, who disputes that it's all connected?
Well, okay, great. But if it's connected, you just made it $900 million or whatever from the sale of the Penguins. Let's put that into Alex Bregman in time for the Christmas season.
But it's
because that would make everything right. You got 11-3 Pats. You got the Celtics and Bruins in the mix. And then you would have the Red Sox no worse than last year.
Did you read that long Himmelsbach story on Chisholm in the Globe?
I did. Very interesting. Chisholm, by the way, every game, he is like, I don't know if it's authentic or put on, but he is like pumping fists.
Some things
like,
that are very strange. The Appalachian Trail hiking, bizarre, that he was like, somebody tried to steal his like sleeping bag. And
sick brag, bro. I've done the Appalachian Trail, a three-day stretch of it.
You hiked the Appalachian? You know who else did that?
Slept in tents.
Sununu.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, a bunch of weird
maybe we passed
losers.
You have these like water pumps, and it's like rusty water you have to drink along the trail. That's where you have to really rough it.
You probably just drive. But the Chisholm and the $500 million. So the Himmelsbach did a good job. I mean, a little long, but very interesting.
It is
the Wick. We needed more on Wick and Pags because there is, you know, so Pags' offer was $500 million less, but it was all cash, which is wild. And that Chisholm made the offer, but he had to get the money. He didn't have the money when he made the offer. He used the offer
to raise it.
To raise it.
Bruce Beal Jr. and a couple other buddies. Rob Hale, of course.
But it's people, they're wanting to make him into this. He grew up without money. His mom worked at the Brooks School. He was there. He, you know, has built his way up. He was found like low income or low off
companies. Rags to riches.
Rags to riches story. But does anybody doubt that in 5 years, you know, it's not.
He's looking to make some
he's
cash.
He's coming from venture capital. He's not coming from anywhere else. Like, he's a Celtics fan. It's cool to own the team. But this is the way of the world now. The people that are purchasing these teams will tell you how much they love it and all this stuff, but it is just a line item.
Well, also interesting in that piece, they went out of the way to point out he has not talked to Wick, but never did meet or speak with Irv Grosbeck, Wick's father, had to deal with his representative who was kind of riding him hard to get the money
right in
place to sign the deal. I don't know. It's a long read, but it is interesting. State of the ownerships here.
92 for Irv.
92.
Yeah, and Wick, I mean, the other thing that is, like, Wick brilliantly saddled up next to this guy.
And he owns currently, like, what, 13% of the team?
Right.
So, much more than he used to, you know?
But it's just fascinating how he still looks like, I mean, no matter how many games Chisholm's at, Wick is still sort of perceived as the guy in charge.
Yeah. Back to the phones we go here on Ken and Curtis on WEEI, Johnny and Saugus. Johnny Cakes, how are you?
Hey, boys. It was nice to see Isaiah at the game last night.
Yeah. Fan favorite always.
My question is, and I love those Air Jordans he had on, but my question is, how come McDaniels can't make money from the Patriots? You said why can't he double dip?
It's just the way it's done. You get paid out by the team, and then you get paid by the Raiders a difference in your salary and what you were owed.
Okay. I was just curious. Thank you, Chris.
Yep.
Thank you, Johnny.
Yeah, I don't know where that began or how far that goes, but it has been something, which is why you'd always have like Bielma or these other coaches on the staff that have like non-coaching titles like assistant or quality control, something like that. Because if you get the full title, you have to get the money.
Do you think any other team would give McDaniels another shot someday? Like, let's say he's great for another several years as the coordinator, like one last chance.
So the only way I see it is that Drake May becomes the Super Bowl winning guy, MVP quarterback, the face of the league, and he gives the credit to McDaniels, and then the next up-and-coming guy.
Because there's such a thirst for the next Sean McVay, and McDaniels could have been that guy. Some people think could still be that guy, right?
I would not say he's a Sean McVay. Sean McVay has, I mean, no, not at all. Sean McVay is probably the only guy I would say maybe I would take over Vrabel today as a head coach of the team.
Cute throwback passes, 13-yard plays.
Do you see that call at the end of that Seahawks game?
Yeah.
Where they reviewed the backwards pass?
What a bizarre situation. Wouldn't you say the Rams are still the favorite, but now?
No, the Rams are really good. If you're going to say the one team that I think, if the Patriots played great, they could still lose, it would be to the Rams.
Yeah, no, I think they're the best team in the NFL, but that's
Puka's
a weird
dude,
that's a bizarre loss. He's weird. Davante Adams is injury-prone, was out of the game.
He's got 15 touchdown catches this year?
Yeah, sick. No, I think they'll emerge. So it looks like Rams Bills now, right? That's the chalk.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know. I do kind of there is an element to the Bills this year where it feels like they're either going to win or they're going to be changes. And I think Josh Allen has accepted that. Like they're going to if they don't make it to the Super Bowl, I think McDermott's gone. And it's sort of I was impressed. Like I really after the start of that game, I thought they were cooked. I mean, I thought the Bills were done. I tweeted, and then the Bills went on a 28-3 run.
You and Jones.
Oh, my God. Unbelievable. Shocking outcome on Sunday.
All right, coming up, we have a guest. This is the first guest, I believe, on the show since Brian Brodus came on from Dallas to talk about Bill possibly going to coach the Cowboys, which he got us all excited about the possibility, and then that never happened. And Jerry is eliminated again here years later from the postseason.
I mean,
Who is Jared Stillman? Why did you book him?
So he is a sports talk host in Tennessee who made waves after so on Monday, Vrabel was on the Greg Hill Show, made the comments that people perceived as anti-McDaniels, and he went on a rant saying, this is exactly who he is. This is who Vrabel is. He's always going to blame everybody else. He's insanely cocky and doesn't ever accept responsibility, something to that effect.
He's a Vrabel hater.
Yes. He did not like the way he ended things in Tennessee, so we can learn more about it.
All right. We'll learn about that next here on Kenny Curtis.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.